Page 308. I believe that we went through this psalm, it was probably 3 or 4 months ago, or it's not really a psalm, it's a song. 2 or 3 months ago was the last time we've tried it, and I just wanted to sing it again with you just so that the melody remains in our memories and our ears. It starts off with a downbeat from the piano. I will sing my Maker's praises. You guys remember that tune at all? I will sing my Maker's praises. You remember that, Joel, right? Okay. Good. Let me make sure that I find the right sort of note. Do you want to play this one, Katie? If you don't want to, you don't have to. You can sit there. Page 308. Otherwise, no pressure. 308. That's close. Hit a chord like this. Boom, I will sing. That's how we'll do it. Okay, so when we hear the piano come in on the chord, here we go. I will sing my Maker's praises and in Him most joyful be. For in all things I see traces of His tender love to me. Nothing else than love. Sung that song until now? Who's not sung that song? Brad, you haven't? Okay, so there's a few of you for whom that is just unheard of. Okay, well, let's try it again. We'll walk through it. Let's try again. First verse, we're going to sing down as far as and in Him most joyful be. The first two phrases, let's go through those. So that you get the feel of it, and then we're going to try and harmonize a little bit if we can. So we're starting here. Bass note. I will sing my Maker's praises and in Him most joyful be. Okay, let's go back on that. Sing it once again so we get the melody. Here we go. I will sing my Maker's praises and in Him most joyful be. Okay, let's see if we can find a bass line in here. How does it go? I will sing my Maker's praises and in Him most joyful be. You get many nice leaps, okay, for the basses. Let's try that again. I will sing my Maker's praises and in Him most joyful be. Okay, let's try that with the tenor. Let's see if we can get some tenor functioning here. Here's tenor, like this. I will sing my Maker's praises and in Him most joyful be. Oh, weird jump. Joyful be. Oh, you got this cool jump at the end. Okay, it's all laid out fairly smooth until then. Let's try that again with tenor. Like this. I will sing my Maker's praises and in Him most joyful be. What is that chord right there that the word B is on? All right. Let's try the bass and tenor together right there. Okay, I'm singing with tenor. Here's the bass. I will sing my Maker's praises. How's that, George? Did you follow it through? Does that work all right? Okay, let's try that with some melody over top. Okay, so some of you can remember where the melody goes in this song. Let's give that a try. I will try and sing with tenor, and the bass is here on your own. Okay? So here we go.
I will sing my Maker's praises.
Almost all right. Okay, it's a little bit low in intensity, but that's what you do when you're learning, right? Okay, here, let's try again. Here we go.
I will sing my Maker's praises, and in Him most joyful be.
Okay, I rather suspect, as I look at this, the next system is exactly the same, right?
You suspect correctly.
I suspect correctly, yes. Okay, so we should be able to sing all the way through the first page doing those harmonies and survive. Let's try it. Here we go. Let's start at the beginning on that first verse and give the downbeat, if you would, please. Here we go.
Sing my Maker's praises.
Let's sing out the rest of the song, just so we can get the melody in our heads. It moves in different directions through this last page. So let's work our way through it.
Nothing else than love could move Him with the sweet and tender care.